Welcome to the Mumbrella Cast. I'm Tim Burrows. Joining me as usual in the studios of CBS Interactive, Fleischmann Hillard's VP of Digital Media, Scott Rohde.
Hi, Tim.
And our guest today, David Campbell.
Hi, Tim.
Creative Director of Adelaide agency, Funaki. This week, bye-bye Bellamy Hayden. How the Press Council censured a paper over its coverage of a suicide. A warning to sub-editors everywhere. Big changes ahead for TV sport. How ratings panned out on Big Wednesday. And 7 and 9 prepare for this weekend's digital channel launches. Now first, David Campbell. It's always dangerous when a Campbell and a member of the McDonald clan are both in the same room at the same time. So old Scottish feuds will have to be careful of.
I'm not sure how much blame I'm willing to take for any previous bad blood.
Campbell says.
Campbell's always refused to take responsibility. Yeah.
No, we just killed 32 of your people. Don't worry about it.
And the problem is, I suspect that that you have no knowledge of the McDonald's at all.
So. Not at all.
So let's leave that to one side. One of the things you're based in Adelaide, Dave. One of the things that brings you to Sydney on this occasion was the Gruen transfer rap party. How was that for starters?
Well, I think it was surprisingly well behaved, to be honest, for an advertising and TV function. It was all a little bit tame, but it was great fun. It was a packed room. And I think the buzz within that show, because it's just been going so well, just carries through for everyone that touches it.
And it was at the Aussie Youth, wasn't it?
It was. Great venue. Rumour has it that it used to be a brothel. I'm not sure whether that's the case.
Do you know, it looks very pub-like now, that's for sure.
Brothels?
Yeah, no. The two don't mix, do they? But it's a proper, I mean, the Aussie Youth, for those who don't, is a proper advertising boozer, really. You know, you go in there any lunchtime and you'll see people from the nearby agencies, BWM, BMF, among those which are close by. And the great thing is the landlord, I don't know if you met him, a tiny bloke called Dave, he knows all of the agencies, he knows the intricacies of them.
I think he's probably carved out a good niche for himself there.
Yeah, absolutely. So any actual scandal or gossip or scandal and gossip?
I wish there were, but even if there were, I probably wouldn't be bringing it to you this morning.
No, probably best to be discreet. So you're based in Adelaide. Does that actually create any barriers in terms of the business you can get, for instance? You know, I guess most people would see sort of, you know, Sydney and Melbourne as being the advertising hubs.
Well, that's definitely the case, and it's become more of the case in recent times. There's been a flood of national business out of Adelaide, and so it's become a town that's it's very heavily centred on retail and a lot of local business, which creates a lot of very small agencies. And so it's a harder slog to get national bits of business. But one of the things that we at Funaki try to do is try and capture parts of business that we can do really well without having to necessarily take the entire account. And so that can work really well from a place like Adelaide.
And do you spend yourself travelling a lot, whether it's Melbourne or Sydney or wherever the business
we
is?
We do, a lot. And we actually have a lot of clients that aren't in Adelaide, which is unusual for an Adelaide agency. And so we've got Sydney, Melbourne and Canberra clients, particularly in, you know, that political sort of area. None of them are in Adelaide, so it means that we're on and off of planes all the time.
Now, before we talk about the agency in sort of detail, the question I have to ask you, which is a question one probably can't often get away, is are you a try-hard tosser?
Actually, I think it's a tragic try-hard tosser.
A tragic try-hard tosser. It's probably worth explaining this story, isn't it?
It certainly is. I want to make sure that if insults are regurgitated, they might as well be as elaborate as possible. Somehow I managed to get caught up in rather an odd online feud with Kim Boehm, who's the managing director of Clemenger BBDO in Adelaide, where he decided to make some comment about me and my new office or the agency in rather an off-the-cuff comment on Twitter. He only had about 20 followers or so, but I found it and thought I'd have a little bit of a fun with it. As he called me a tragic try-hard tosser, I thought I'd actually put that out to a public vote and find out if indeed I was.
So you created a URL, didn't you?
We did. And so we ran a public vote.
Tragic try-hard tosser.com.
And I think I'm pleased to say the final public vote was in my favour. I am not apparently a tragic try-hard tosser, although there were still plenty of votes for. And the one thing, just the evening before the vote closed at the end of the week, there had been 1,200 votes from one IP address to say, yes, we took them out from the final results. But you have to wonder where they maybe came from.
Yeah. Was it just a poll on the page, or did you put some information about yourself there as well?
Oh, we put some information there. It was
it could have been biased then. You could have been heavily weighed towards I'm not a try-hard tosser.
Well, we put some information just on the background of where it came from and the background of the quote. We didn't put any information
but
about
Scott,
me.
That was a proper That was a proper feud kicked off by Twitter, yeah, basically.
Though. It was, and for some reason, the local paper, the Sunday Mail in Adelaide, had great fun with it, and they ran it over 3 weeks so.
Well, we gave it some coverage on Mumbrella as well. I think if you go to Mumbrella and search on the word tosser, then unfortunately you'll probably come
you,
up.
Tim.
For us, it was just a bit of fun. I mean, the funny thing is, I've never met Kim Boham. We've never even had a coffee, and I have absolutely nothing against the guy nor the agency, so I wonder where it all came from.
You should give him a phone. Go out and have a drink.
I was thinking about doing that.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Or just turn up on Valentine's Day on his door and, you know,
bury the hatchet, but sometimes you can't.
So have you ever had a proper Twitter feud with someone you've never met?
I've never met, no. The only feud that I ever had on Twitter was with Silk Charm, and it wasn't really a feud. She wrote about Digital Citizen saying it was there was bullying, and I called her out and said, well, who was bullying you, what happened? And then she said something about how the great thing about Twitter is she doesn't have to deal with people attacking her, and then blocked me. And I was like, well, next one, you know, social media expert but doesn't actually want to actually get involved in discussion. So you know what, people like that I don't really rate that highly, to be honest. So,
well, yeah. And as feuds go,
that's
not
a tiny little
feud,
drop in the ocean.
It?
Yeah,
there's excellent. No tragic try-hard.
There isn't. There is no. There's just a horror. You know, basically, I'm not going to see it.
Well, something you just touched on, David, was in fact, let's just pause there. Did you hear what that announcement was?
No,
it's not a fire alarm,
it's
is it?
This
could prove to be the shortest podcast ever. We're getting a bit of you can probably hear it in the back, we're getting a bit of a fire alarm at the moment. So just in case this proves to be the end of the podcast, thanks very much for listening. Yeah. And we'll be back with a longer one next week.
Fire, run!
Nobody else seems to be panicking and leaving the building just at the moment. In fact, yes, they are. So, hopefully we'll get back and do the rest of this podcast.
Take care, Mumbrella.
But just in case we don't, you can read more on mumbrella.com.au.